Introduction. In my young adult years, I was a train wreck when it came to dating. I'd stay in relationships to avoid being alone, and the men I dated were emotionally unavailable and unattuned to my needs. I was miserable. I felt rejected by their apparent lack of interest and angry that they didn't seem to care enough to ask me what I needed. I want to share two experiences that shook me to my core and activated my deep-rooted attachment patterns. They touch the same wounds, but they look very different on the outside. At 19, I had a boyfriend who was very wrapped up in work because he had his own company. After the first rush, when the relationship became less exciting, he turned his attention back to work, which I now know is just what he needed to do. He was not a bad guy. He was just someone starting his own company and under a lot of stress. But his slow withdrawal touched a place of abandonment inside me, and I began to feel anxious. I lost weight, and life began to feel meaningless. It scared me, and over time, the turmoil inside of me built up to be so intense that I had to be hospitalized for severe anxiety. When the doctor asked me why I was there, I simply said, "Because my boyfriend doesn't love me." My fear of being alone had been just below the surface, and the shift from intense togetherness to more disconnection awakened a profound internal unease. I didn't understand what was happening. I felt like I was going insane. I read every book on codependency, and while they helped, it still didn't explain what was happening inside my body. Years later, I married a man who was unable to stay in connection at all. When we first started dating, I didn't think much of it when he didn't text me back. But over time, I became hypersensitive to even micro disengagements. A pattern of him pulling away and me reaching out for contact happened every 6 to 8 weeks. I felt trapped inside the never-ending cycle, but believed that the commitment of marriage would somehow change the dynamic and bring me a sense of security. Now it makes sense to me that as soon as we got closer to intimacy and I started to feel safe, he would pull away because of his own terror of closeness. He would stop texting and communication became flat and vague. As he grew more distant, I felt as if no one was on the other side when I looked at him. My whole body would respond to seeing him disconnect. Within a microsecond, my heart would race and my gut would fall through the floor, as if something was being ripped out of me. My vision blurred, and I felt panic swirling up inside me. When I was unable to get back into connection, I would curl up in a fetal position, feeling just as lost and abandoned as I had when I was very small. His inability to connect, particularly his blank stare, had taken me to a primal experience of abandonment. It was as if my lifeline or oxygen had been cut off. My early adult years were dark and confusing. I couldn't understand what was happening in my body and emotions, so I felt unhinged. What changed that was learning about my attachment patterns, nervous system responses, and core wounds. I could look back and recognize that the constant feeling of separation anxiety had been with me my whole life. This allowed me to make sense of my physical experience and created a foundation for compassion and healing. I actually wrote this book to provide you with just that, a deep understanding of what's really going on in your body and why you developed in a way that often leads to self-abandonment. With that support, we will take a healing journey together that will provide you with the inner security to make fulfilling relationships possible. Let's begin with some questions. If you're wondering whether you're anxiously attached, going slowly through this list will provide some insight. These are the feelings and behaviors we experience when our childhood has left us with a lot of legitimate anxiety about whether